We're following the unrest this weekend in cities across the country. And we'll go now to Columbus, Ohio, where Representative Joyce Beatty is. Congresswoman, good morning.
Good morning.
You marched yesterday, and you were pepper sprayed. Can you tell us what happened?
Well, I participated in the march yesterday because I thought it was important for me to stand in solidarity with the peaceful protesters who were standing up against the injustices that we all have been feeling, not just for the last 78 hours, but it has certainly been a collection of emotion. And I can tell you, for the first hour and a half or 40 minutes of a two-hour protest, it was very peaceful. But it appeared that something went awry in just seconds. It started with whatever the after police were deployed there, not sure why, but when one gentleman, there was some type of altercation, and you know how it goes, when one person is flipped over on the ground and you're standing there on the edge, people start pushing and shoving, and as one young lady had an altercation with the police, you know, I found myself saying, no, this is wrong, let's not excite the crowd, because it was almost over, and it had sent a strong message. But after that, for some reason, pepper spray was pulled out in the face of a young sister next to me. And you know, as pepper spray goes, or now at least I know, it doesn't have any direction after it's released. So it was not a direct spray.
Representative, I have to ask you, NPR has reported that military police are planning to deploy from places like Fort Bragg and Fort Drum. Do you have any concerns about using the U.S. Armed Forces right now, considering some of the scenes we've seen with the reaction by the police?
I think we have to, I think it's twofold, and maybe even a parallel track. I think we have to protect our communities. I don't think that destruction is helpful. I think it's a distraction to the message. And so, unfortunately, when buildings and businesses, hardworking Americans' businesses are being burnt up, there is a historic outreach to call in the National Guard. But I also know you can call in the National Guard with clear instructions that you are there to protect the buildings and not to excite and engage in rioting, because that's not going to help anything, and history has taught us that. So I think we have to figure out how we all come together and have a healthy dialogue. And I know that sounds like we've done that before and it doesn't work, but violence doesn't work. Violence either way. That's what got us into this, injustices. So we have to somehow make sure that we get the word out that you cannot come in and tear up buildings. They're just buildings, but when you break windows and destroy businesses and people get hurt, that's not going to resolve the problem of why George Floyd died. And that was another reason I wanted to be there, to be that voice and to stand with so many of those individuals who were there and who did the right thing.
That's Joyce Beatty. She's a Democrat who represents Ohio in the U.S. House. Congresswoman, thank you very much.
Thank you.